Hello, Natasha and Haley, and welcome to the Gift of Gab podcast.
Hello.
I'd like to give a...
How are you guys?
Good, good. We're vibing.
I'm so happy to have you. A quick shout out to Jad's Mile High Smoke. We are the first cannabis bar in the country. We are the only one like it. I want to thank them for hosting this episode. They are a buy here, consume here, consumption lounge. We have munchies. We have everything you need to smoke and enjoy. Thank you for hosting this podcast. Excited to be able to finally smoke.
Us too.
And enjoy some of the finest cannabis like around. Like they don't sleep on the product at all either. So.
Yeah, I have to say the Living Soil flower.
Yeah.
One hit and I'm feeling a little buzz over here.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a buzz.
Yeah,
feeling
it's from good. Dutch Botanicals.
It's doing a job. It's supposed to do.
The Living Soil is definitely my favorite of all of them. Like I went on a tour at Smokies out in Greeley. And I got to see it, like, and there was, like, a flower that wasn't, cannabis growing out of the... I made a really kick-ass video, but Instagram removed it. I don't know what guidelines I was breaking, but sorry about that.
They just see you on the rise.
Flowers,
they see you on the rise.
I wish I would have saved
them
it
dang
before.
Flowers.
They'll accept boobies, but no flowers.
I know. I'm like, I could take shots with my
whatever
hanging out.
Let's talk about it.
Yes. So welcome,
hi,
ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
for
I'm
sure.
Excited. I'm excited.
Happy
to
be
you.
Here.
So tell me more about yourselves. Like, where are you guys from? What are you guys doing here in Colorado? What are you guys all about?
Let's start this way.
Yes. So my name is Haley Sunshine. I am a Colorado native. I'm about to be 25 years old, so I've been here my entire life. I've been an entrepreneur the last 6 years, just
so you started
creating jewelry, creating art, building brands with different creatives in the Denver scene, and it's just been a constant evolution of self and like evolution of community, and it's been super beautiful. Through that evolution of community is how I got intertwined with the network that brought me into connection with Natasha.
Yay! Well, I'm Natasha Bar-Shalom, born in California, 818, and raised in Vegas, also known as Babylon. I am a rapid transformational coach. I've been in sales and marketing for 16 years. I am 34. I came to Colorado the first time in 2011. I spent 11 years here. I like to say I grew up mentally once I hit Colorado. Vegas, I was calling myself out. I was a follower. I was trying to be the cool kid on the block. I was, but wasn't really going towards anything.
You were
that
just
I was just existing and it didn't have much intention. And coming somewhere where there's a lot more nature and community vibes, I really just honestly got to know myself in Colorado
and
we're blossoming. We're flourishing right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's me. I'm Natasha.
I didn't even know all that about you. So nice to meet all of that about you.
Yes.
And, so tell me more about KOSM and successful or...
KOSM, yes.
And HD Visionaries.
So KOSM is the business. It's the actual brand. It's a nonprofit organization. It just became licensed this year. Successful Mind started for me back in like 2015, 2016. Once I shed 200 pounds. I experienced infertility. I found out I couldn't have children after a partial hysterectomy. So Successful Minds was just me kind of brainwashing myself to stay focused on things that were positive and allowed me to heal and allowed me to connect with other individuals. And it was really just like my way of keeping myself on track.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into a relationship. My partner is a gamer and he's also involved in the community. And he was like, how about KOSM, Knowledge of Successful Minds?
Ooh.
So KOSM, again, is a nonprofit. We're going to be focused on holistic healing and outreach for the houseless community and anyone that actually or is experiencing any type of, like, trauma. To where instead of going to a therapist, instead of going to Western medicine, let's turn to community first.
Community first.
Let's try to be more hands-on in healing instead of, like, just taking the easy way out.
So that, I heard about you at that event the other night about you spending time with the homeless community.
Yeah.
Can you touch a little bit on that? Just because to me, that was so...
Absolutely.
It made me want to work with you, like, right away. I was like, it's such a...
That's what made me want to be consistent. My KOSM, the nonprofit, you know, you have to have support, you have to have sponsorships, you have to have money in the bank, realistically, because you're not making money. It's more of a way to grow is how I see it. So when I had the opportunity and I met Haley to do the vision boards, I kind of saw it align perfectly, like, hey, this could be a way to bring in revenue that I could then use the money I earn from it and pour into giving back to the community. So HD Visionaries was born between Haley and I. We're just very different, which balances creates a beautiful balance.
Yeah.
But the homeless, it's not, for me, it's not so much about teaching individuals or encouraging individuals to give, but to spend time and understand that that's someone's sister, that's someone's daughter, that's someone's dad, that's someone's uncle. When I hit my mental rock bottom, the streets kind of help bring me back alive. So I feel like I owe it to the community. I see myself in the homeless. I see a saturation of pain with no outlet and no real resources
and
on
no real
how
support.
To deal with it. There are mental illnesses involved. There is addiction involved. But all my homies get high every night. They all have addictions. And I still show them love and support.
Yep.
How dare someone say you can't get involved with the homeless community
because
of their ways when a lot of us share those similar ways.
We're just blessed.
We lose sight of it because of their appearance, their delivery, because as a nation, we've been taught. And as humans, we're triggered visually. Like, we are triggered through our senses, and our number one sense to trigger us is visual, which is why it's so easy to become disconnected from people, especially the homeless, because it, like, the way they look, and it makes it easy to judge and all this other stuff to come into play.
I think it's super important because there's a lot of people, like, I love that you have such a powerful stance and, like, you can rise as a person who's not afraid to share that, and then it, like, attracts others, because there's a lot of people in the world that know they care and might not know exactly how to go about it, and it's really important to, like, build a movement that shares, like, those types of insights with people so that it breaks it down, like, peels away the layers.
You
can understand, like,
another
what
perspective.
You're seeing. Yeah, like, you're not just seeing homeless people, like, you're seeing trauma, like, where is this stemming from? And if we can help people figure out a way to translate trauma or emotions, whether it's on that negative spectrum or a positive spectrum through vision boarding, sometimes that might help somebody.
Absolutely.
And
I know it helps me.
It's beautiful
for sure.
To have another back end to that layer that's, like, beyond helping people who can show up to a vision boarding event deal with their traumas. What about the people that we want to, like, that need to be reached that can't make it to a vision boarding event?
Because they don't have a place to put a vision board.
Yeah,
right,
they don't have a computer to find us. They don't have the, we can't reach them otherwise. So how do you share that
connection,
that
and
word of mouth to people who need it, who can't even access it.
That goes much further than giving somebody a couple dollars.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
it
that's
really
a
does.
Way, and so it's not a way, like, a lot of people really struggle with, like, well, I have to do this, so why don't they have to do that? And cool, but you need friends, you need support, so why don't you give support back? It doesn't have to be about work or about, like, people's circumstances. It's more about treating each other like human beings.
And at one point in time, it wasn't about that. Like, over time, over centuries, it became mm-hmm. about that capitalism. We're all focused on making mm-hmm. an income. We're all trying to survive.
We all used to get to be good exactly. at something.
And that's really our currency right now is a trade. It's mm-hmm. still a trade. You have to
really
work
is.
To receive a paycheck. Money lost its value in 1971. It carries no... Nothing backs it up.
I mean, it's a whole different topic.
Right,
they're trying
for
to go
sure.
digital. Like, what does that tell you about money?
Exactly.
You know,
it's
like,
soon to no longer be here. So it's really the time to get on the wave of being involved with one another. For sure.
So you guys have the you've told me a little bit about your nonprofit, but what do you guys do like for income? Like, do you guys have a job? Do you guys only have your own businesses? Do you do a little bit of everything, side hustles?
So I'm your chicken girl. I work at Bird Call. I love it. It's right by my house. It's convenient. I only work like 4 hours a day.
That's awesome.
It's a 2-minute walk. They are involved in the community. They have a 1% give back. They're a startup company. They're new. They've only been in business for 5 years. So I really like to be in environments where it's expansion happening mm-hmm. and growing, because you learn a lot. Like, a lot of my experience and how I carry myself, I like to give a shout out to all the sales jobs I've had in the past, because
yep.
it created this bold, confident, go-getter type of
and
energy.
And the coaches that you had and the people
exactly.
that taught you.
So I appreciate the kitchen. I work yeah. at Bird Call. I also manage 3 to 7 accounts on social media, so I'm mm-hmm. a content creator.
Okay.
I also help people mentally, like they come to me for support and they just send
so
me
like
money randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just yep. I haven't, my focus this year is not money, it's deeper
it's
than that.
Giving back.
Money,
yep.
we're all promised in abundance. So.
I am yeah, going through something very similar. Like, I spent this year, like I sold my house and I like quit my job and
right.
I started this movement and I was like, well, and I've been surviving. Like,
yeah.
I've been surviving just fine, and I was like, how can I take everything I love and like wrap it up? And when you just are patient and you really build a strong foundation, you're able to kind of
100%
really step into it, and I kind of feel like that's the point that I'm at. But I was told by one of my coaches that they were like, well, there's always like, don't, because I was like, oh, I'm just doing so many things for free, and like sometimes it is exhausting. Like,
right.
I'm a mother too, so like I'm like, oh my gosh. But then at the end of the day, it's so much more rewarding when I am like changing
hands-on.
People's lives,
right.
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And when they reach out to me, like even people from years ago that I didn't even realize I had such an
impact on,
and
right.
they're like, let me help you. Guess what I got going on? And
right.
I'm like, you don't have to just like work, you know, you have to keep a roof over your head. But I'm always like,
you don't have to put so much
stress
in it.
Us as humans always are able to do that somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like, you know?
I definitely resonate with that. Like, I definitely feel that you can surprise yourself when you are working on something that is like your soul passion.
Mm-hmm.
You can sacrifice a lot. Like, you can
mm-hmm.
live on so, so little.
Mm-hmm.
And
100%.
You can make abundance. Like, you can live
and
like a millionaire.
Are generous. Like,
for
have,
sure.
Like, everywhere I go sometimes, I'm just like,
breaking bread.
I'm like, how did this happen? Like, how did I get here? I try to be grateful when I have those moments, because I'm like,
yeah, it's definitely the way, like, you carry yourself and your soul. Like, you can feel soul abundantly and feel like a millionaire.
Right.
Even though your own bank account will, like, reflect hundreds, you'll be like, I'm 100
yeah.
million.
Right.
And
then it comes. It starts showing
so
in.
You know that inside. You have a mm-hmm. deep, deep belief in, like, your...
Excuse us, we're a little high. The cotton mouth is real.
I was like, we definitely need water. Like,
shout out
to Jads. Shout out to Jads.
Big shout out.
I'm telling you, like, when you first come in here, you're used to the vibe of come in, roll up, like, I know what I like to smoke, but I promise you, like, they took the time, like, they have good products. It's not like you're just buying that cheap like product that you get at the dispensary and like just on your own. Like, they bring everything you need.
Yeah,
yeah, we just lit up this Eureka infused pre-roll, the cheesel. That always makes me think of the Goofy movie. Like, where
oh, I love
the leaning tower of cheese. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, I get it.
Every
now.
Time. Yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, for the.
You want to do your thing?
Yeah.
Load this up?
Yeah, with the grind.
Yes, yes, that was a nice little shout out. So awesome. I love that you guys said that because I have been, since I was very young, I have been telling people that money wasn't real. Because, like, it's I remember not. When September 11th happened, I was in elementary school. And I was out there, like, selling popcorn and Kool-Aid and, like, donating my money to the Red Cross. Like,
right.
I have everything I need. Like,
I have
doing
to say,
just to give
you,
back.
If you have Netflix and you have not watched it, there is a documentary called The Act of Kindness. This man travels from Alaska to whatever the other state on the opposite side is. I don't know what it is, but he travels from Alaska all the way to the other side of the United States with not $1 in his pocket, wow. No gas in his car. He cannot ask for money. The only thing he could do is give acts of kindness and receive shelter and receive meals.
And receive
like,
it back.
And I've experienced that personally. Like,
me too.
I left home at 18 and I ran to the streets. Mm-hmm. So when you're 18 and you have no clue what you're doing and you're like couch to couch, you're in survivor mode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you kind of realize like that's when it first kind of hit for me. Like, I'm doing big things. Like, I traveled and lived outside of the country with no money in my pocket.
With like, nobody. Like,
but because I have skill, I have personality, I show up, I provide value. Like, that's really all you got to do. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to be tied down to a 9-to-5.
Wow.
What? And be bottled down that way. Like, that is for the birds. Like, okay, yeah, do you hear me?
Yes. The most important, I always call it getting out of the matrix. And I'm always like, let me teach you. And, like, you can tell right away if people can't grasp it and they're too stuck. And
right. For
me, I used to want to pull people out of it so bad. And now I just like let them wait for their time because like they'll come around.
I definitely resonate. I've been doing the self-employed lifestyle for almost 5 years now. And it's definitely like the biggest moment when you take a chance on yourself. And once you do, it's not like a straightforward pathway. Like you
yeah.
take the road of the like less traveled and you
right.
decide to pioneer your own pathway. This means like many long sleepless nights, like
mm-hmm.
super early mornings. Like you don't
But it
always...
feels good.
Yeah.
It's not I get I'm not going to lie. I get so irritated when people say that.
Can I?
Cuz yeah, go ahead.
No, like I, for me, like
not
I
what you said.
Did not feel like myself. I had like this 9-to-5, like very good, very high paying, like good job. And they took me to Rockies games. They took us to Shanahan's. Like we got a very good experience,
right.
But it was the most miserable job of my life. Like everything about it, it wasn't me. And like before that, I was like, I've always just made money. Like people are like, what do you do? And I'm like, I don't know. I work at barbecue places. I love camp. Money does grow on trees.
Yeah.
I don't care what they told you. Like it's growing on trees right
yeah.
now as we speak. So I'm like, I have never needed to be tied down. And then now I'm just like, I'm trying to find places where you can network at. That's
right.
where my, and then I'm like, here we are. So like, I was like, the only way that I'm willing to work for another person is if it's something that comes
you're
easy
aligned.
And I love it and it's aligned and then, bam,
right.
here I am. And sometimes
right.
I'm like, am I like dreaming? Like what is going on? And it feels so good to step into that point because like when you're young, you're like 30, that's old. But then to be in your 30s and like be who you like
that's
used
what I
to
love
wanna
too.
Be.
I'm
you're
like
just
around
like,
a lot of younger. A lot of the women I've been around are younger than
yeah.
me, and a lot of people think I'm younger. It might, you know, it's kind
yeah.
of, did take longer, but that's why I say Babylon, because I grew
Same.
Up in Vegas, so the odds were against me. Like, we're all,
My
Vegas should be on
in.
The map, and we're not, because we're not taught how to carry ourselves
yep.
in a certain manner to, like, grow. Like, it's all grinding, street hustle.
Yep.
So I know
Fast
how to
life.
Make bread all
yeah.
the time. That's
yeah.
never going to be
issue.
An issue, but there's a way about it. And it feels so good to, like, go without or, like, have a debt or two, but you're doing it for a bigger cause.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, eventually...
And then when you get to pay it
money
back,
just,
it just
exactly.
comes to you. Like, you'll
yeah,
just find $20 on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like,
like money has been coming.
I know. I know. Honestly, I had Miss J with the culture make me a money jar, and like,
shout out to Jay.
Shout out to her yes. for sure. Like, I was like, please. That's actually how I met Kia, was at one of
her. And that's how me and Haley met. Shout out to Medicine Mama Kia.
Yeah, shout out to all you guys. We'll get to more shout outs for you guys. But anyways, I was telling her, she was like, what kind of herbs do you want to put in there? And I was like, cannabis? And she was like, I've never had somebody say that. And I was like, you've never had somebody want to put, like,
cannabis? Like, yeah, who do you hang out with?
In there. And then she was like, I mean, I guess everybody's just always thinking about all the herbs. And I'm like, yeah, the cannabis me came first.
Right.
That is the me that's been consistent since I was 15 years old. You know,
right.
that's the me that,
that part,
I
that's
always
a good way to,
know, yeah, you know. Exactly. So I'm like, that's where I'm most comfortable. So that's why I like to be in
those
I'm like,
environments.
You'll never mm-hmm. feel unaligned. I just feel like it really is medicine. Like,
right.
I don't go to a therapist for my... I love that you said that about your business, because I am not telling people if they feel they need a therapist or they feel they need medication to stop.
Yeah, I'm not
that
here to shame anyone.
At all.
But,
I am not saying that at all. But
right.
if you are a person like me and you choose to use the world in more holistic ways, these are things that heal your soul.
Right.
That you don't need to even
right.
explain. You feel comfortable in comfortable circles. 100%. And that's why these ceremonies
yes.
that I'm learning how to do are, like, I feel so powerful about them, because you are only doing things that your body is comfortable with. Your body
yes.
doesn't take you further than you're ready
right.
to when you are dealing with things like trauma.
Right.
But so many people, like, therapists are not, they're just a person at work.
They're a hired person.
They're just a
reading
person
a pamphlet.
At work.
And
so,
I
like,
tell
they
you
can
that...
make a mistake sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, some people have had really traumatic things happen. So, like, if that is you don't have to take that route, you know,
right.
if you don't want to, you know. So I just think choice is so important, and I love that you said that, because I'm like, you're like, if you don't want to do that, I felt so aligned with that. I felt so aligned with that. So I want to circle back to your guys's vision board events, so I can kind of understand, like, because I have been trying to create, like, the perfect event, like, to tell you about myself. And it's just hearing that you guys created the vision board event, it's so fun. And, like, after going to it, it's even more fun than I thought it was. Because like, I've been to a couple vision board events, but that was, like, very nice. And I didn't even get the full experience because I came at the very end. And
right.
we still had a great time. And I still feel really, like, this new refreshed, like, sense
oh,
of whatever.
That's what,
you know?
What we're trying to bring every single person
yeah,
every
sure.
single month.
I think we're just really ourself, and it's month 9, but we've hosted 8 events because my dad passed away, so we missed a month.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Dedication to dad. Shout out to dad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's we provide value and we hang out and everyone's welcome. Like, children are extremely creative. So for me, when I first, like, after month 2 or 3, probably 3, I'm like, okay, me and Haley are onto something. Like, we do good together. We don't have issues really. Like, they just happen and people show up and like.
Feel good.
It's a vibe. We're ourself. We really encourage and we let it be known at every event. Like, we want you guys to, excuse me, get to know one another and bring up what it is you're doing and what you bring to the table. And
connect.
I feel like it's unique because it's kind of like been able to bring the best sides of ourselves out, because her and I have done vision boards like on our own time, but like, prior to us linking up and doing vision boards this year consecutively month after month, like, my own events would go spotty from like, maybe like it would happen this month and maybe like 5 months later, or it was just not a consistent matter. But to like bring it back to the focal point of my life, like do it with somebody that like has equal amounts of passion, and then by like linking those two things together, then you ignite and create something that is able to encapsulate like the minds of so many other people in our city, and it'll expand beyond our own state eventually.
And it was super, it was a super aligning moment, because we like weren't really supposed to meet is what I felt like, and we both had hosted vision board events before.
That's awesome. Like,
and it just aligned without even really much conversation. Like, I think it was 3 months in, and we're like, oh, we're kind of like doing this every month.
So like prior to me and Natasha meeting, I was going to host an event with Kia at my studio space, and I was doing the vision board, and she wanted to integrate like poetry and like ceremony, and then the Natasha was going to collaborate with us, and it was like a very busy time frame, and so the event just didn't end up like
didn't transpire.
Didn't happen.
And
now you guys are here.
And we started like brought it back around with January of like this vision boarding thing like absolutely needs to come about. And so January, flash forward to September, like time flies. But when you at least have something very like prominent to look forward to, it's been such a great thing for me, because like I said, within the self-employed lifestyle, like you are just on the grind, like truly. So to know that you have something recreational, like vision boarding. So it's all about your goals too. And if I can, like, I'm always just wanting to plan and organize and think about the future and also create art. So if I can do that in one setting, in one place, setting
with a collective,
with people like, that are also entrepreneurs
and
most
like-minded,
of the time,
and
like-minded,
just,
or just wanting to expand and soak it all up, then we just create this pool of magic. Like the room is buzzing every time.
Yeah, this last one was really fun.
It's like a matchmaker heaven, because you literally feel the friendship
and you see people
brewing.
Like meet people, like that's
there's been
so
a lot
natural
of connections.
How I've met all of these people around, and it's so crazy how much social media has really played a role in a lot of meeting just the coolest people that I've ever like. People are meant to be aligned with right now, you know?
Yeah, we should talk about how we met.
Yes, exactly. That's
how we connected up.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you guys, have you heard about the THC girls? But then, when we first spoke about the podcast, but then I was like, oh, look, like, we're already connected. We're already, everybody's here. So tell me more about how you kind of found them.
So they actually kind of, I think we found each other. So Keisha, my friend Keisha, we've known each other for about 4 or 5 years. She was actually going to be in town and was going to be able to make it, because she's also very busy. She's an entrepreneur, a model. She does sound healing. And she posted a flyer, and Ruby responded to the flyer and said that that would be cool. She saw that the kids could come, so she was like, this is cool, I could bring the kids. My other friends could come, they could bring their kids. And then she happened to be hosting an event at La Raza Park. So I went to La Raza Park. I actually met 2 people there that were at the vision board event that night that were not connected to the THC girls, but they have their own brand,
their own
business.
Stuff going on.
And that aligned beautifully. But then Ruby was like, yeah, I want to get in. I was like, you know, looking at your profile, I see that you're, you know, you're skilled in marketing and branding. And I'm kind of like envisioning something that could allow us leaders to like, you know, tap into donations being received and income for teaching people how to use the app, how to not let social media
run you,
the perfect outlet to build a brand, drain you. Or like when people tell me, oh girl, I had to take a month off, it's draining, I have to align. It irks me, it gets on my nerves when people say that. And a lot of people would be like, well, you know, that's just me having boundaries. And okay, I get that, I understand. But when you are onto something and you have value and people see that, like you're really like against yourself at that point. Like you're getting in the way. Like it should not be draining. Like put it down when it doesn't make sense. Use it when it does.
When it does.
So they can connect. Ruby had said, you know, I talked to her, I'm like, let's talk about social media, because I see that's your thing too. And I want everybody, like, it's not a competition. We all talk about, we all are good at social media, so let's talk about it.
And let's, like, make it finally go, like, really viral. Right. You know, let's figure out how to do this, you know what I'm saying?
So she had said, she was like, I'm bringing the squad. I'm like, who's the squad?
And I know,
she
come
said
deep,
the huh? TH.
They come deep.
They do.
They were here on Friday. So, like, I was here on Friday. They came here, and, like, I had to leave. And I did perfect. I got to watch the sunset. I made it to my retreat by 7 for whatever I did. And it was great. But then on Sunday was your event. And I went straight through it. And I just felt so good when I was like, oh, I'm going to make that vision board from that handout from that. And just really step into this new, because I met so many of my friends from online. Like, because I know all the THC girls from Denver, like, most of them, but not all of them, you know what I'm saying? But, like, when everybody shows up that you're, like, friends with online, and then I went to the retreat and met more online friends, and then I met you, and I was, like, from the moment that we were, like, on Kia's life together, I was just, like,
yes,
that was great. So, tell me about these other brands that we were kind of mildly shouting out. These other brands that you're, like, really messing with, that you see at your vision boards, or who you've been collaborating with.
Medicine Mama Kia.
Yeah. I have a lot of her stuff. Yeah. Like, I love it.
Kelsey.
Ashley.
Yep. Ashley. Jean.
Marissa. Also with her photography, too.
Oh, absolutely beautiful photography, for sure.
We'll definitely have to throw all the tags out.
Yes. Yep.
Just Ruby, Ruby, the THC girls, they definitely showed up and, you know, provided opportunity. Yeah, I love
For sure.
Yeah, I was watching her podcast this morning. Yeah, everyone. Like,
yeah, it's a vibe.
There's so many names.
Yeah, we're literally appreciative of every single person.
Jay with the culture, for
sure. Jay with the culture. Temple Tippa. Barbara, hello.
Yes,
Barbara. Like, I love Barbara. She is an amazing musician.
Is she the one that was at the event? Or
yeah, she was performing. Okay. Yeah.
She had, like, a whole vibe about her.
Yeah,
she's
definitely, she's a leader, for sure.
I like that.
Barb's friend.
Yeah, Barbara.
Here I am.
She's absolutely amazing. She's very talented. She's beautiful. But, yeah.
Yeah,
you,
awesome.
The gift of gab.
Me.
The podcast.
Jazz,
yep.
This podcast has been, like, I started in January, too, and that's when we were talking. I didn't want to interrupt everybody, but I was like, January was such a, I just thought 3333. Anyways, I started it in January on 1-1, and literally it was because I kept seeing 1.1 miles, like, on my GPS. Like, you're always going to be 1.1 at some point, but I kept seeing it.
Right.
And I was like, this means something, and I kept seeing 11:22, too, and it's still reoccurring.
Yeah,
and I just started
crazy.
It, and I just did it, and, like, I had no idea what I was doing at first, so I'm like...
Definitely pay attention to numbers. I love that you say that, too. I definitely analyze
numbers
and
sensitive.
I'm really, like, I posted this really funny thing, and it was, like, every time I see a number thinking it's a mysterious sign, and, like, I have so many screenshots, and it's going like this, and I, like, had it looking at my screenshots, I was, like, it really is like that, though.
Right, yeah.
Like, kidding. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is what your signs were that I've been wondering the whole time.
Gemini, gang, gang.
I have a lot of experience with Geminis.
I have a Libra sun, a Virgo moon, and a Scorpio rising.
Okay.
See, I don't know all that. I do know I've been told many times, but I forget. Because I don't know
That's
what that means, so I would,
like,
be silly to say,
so people,
like, say that.
Ask me, like, oh, well, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm not one of those kind of teachers. Like, me, I just, like, vibe. Like,
yeah,
I just turn on some music, and I vibe, and I let the world tell me what to do. Like, I don't know, you know, but I know that I like this shit, and I know that I read up on it, and I feel like I can relate, so it makes me feel good, you know, so, but I'm always interested in what other people are because of how I connect with other people, you know, I'm like, oh, this is crazy, but,
I know about this a little bit.
Yeah.
I know how this is gonna go.
This is fun, so. So do you guys want to let us know, like, kind of what you guys have coming up that we can watch for and how to find you two on social media or... out there?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Our next event is going to be at the Gypsy House Cafe, October 23rd. So it'll be Sunday. We're going to be going from 4 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, 4 to 9.
And so it's like a nice evening gathering. We will also have food with us.
We got surprise guests in the building. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely the kids, especially if we're thinking about checking out Jazz. Yeah. So November might be adult exclusive month, but yes. We also have our website coming. Yes. It's under construction.
Or maybe we could just do two events, and that's how I could help you guys, and we could still sponsor the kids.
Yes, collaboration is definitely in the midst.
I know about, like, kid functions, let me tell you. Like, you've seen.
Yes, if you know the kids, I love kids, so definitely.
And making them just do it. Like, kids don't think they want to do stuff like that, but once you let them just get creative and you just
then they walk away with five boards each.
They're so happy, and, like, they hang it up in their room, and they get inspired, like, they want to hang up the rest of their stuff and like take pride in it. Yeah. So it's super important, and I love that you guys focus on both. But both adult cannabis makes creativity fun too. So that's why I want to see more creative events here, because I'm like, I don't want to just zone out and play. That's fun too, but like I want to create while in a space like this. So
also my next pop-up event where I'm going to be selling and showcasing, I do a lot of, like, collage resin artwork with the vision boarding.
She's amazing.
Yes. So that's what I do on the side. I do sunshine designs, and I do, like, clothing, jewelry, resin art, home decor, and more. But
I am definitely
bringing all of my newest resin creations and designs to the upcoming Thrift Pop event. So it's the last Sunday happening at the Denver Central Market. And it's going to be a poppin' event. Thrift Con. The Thrift Con hosts it every month.
Yeah, they're big too. ThriftCon is big.
Definitely. It's the largest traveling vintage market in the country.
Oh, wow.
So they just got back from Philly last month, last month. That's why they couldn't do Thrift Pop, but this time they're coming in hot, and I'm super excited to be vending.
That's going to be fun.
How can we find you on social media?
My Instagram handle is Haley's Designs, H-A-I-L-E-Y-S, and Designs with a Z at the end.
Oof. All right.
And then I do have a website coming soon. It's sunshinedesigns.life, so you're going to be able to shop my entire collection, read my blog, and keep up on the latest.
Super cool.
So hopefully that'll drop October.
October is going to be popping.
A big month.
Natasha, sure. Successful Minds on Instagram. And I will follow you back. And I show love and support.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you ladies so much for coming.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jazz. Thank you everyone that made this possible. Stay safe, stay high, and stay fly.
Woohoo!